Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. This one's 36. On today's episode, I talked to Jeremy Horowitz, who is or was a professor of mathematics or computer programming, one of those smart people majors, at Santa Clara University in NorCal. I invited my friend David Taylor over to co-host with me because he went to, I think, undergrad with Jeremy, and that's the reason I know him. And so we all came over to my apartment, and we talked about college for a little bit and what it's like to be a college professor. I didn't know if I'd get a full hour out of this topic, but it was fun. It was really fun. We talked a little bit too about the fact that Jeremy does crossword puzzles. He makes them. He's one of those smart people. They're both really nerdy. So if you get angry at nerds, be careful at this episode because they're both, they have it in spades. But that's it, everybody. Sit back, relax, and enjoy Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank number 36. Edumacation with Jeremy Horowitz. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. I have a co-host today, David Taylor.
Hello.
And we're here to interview David's friend and my friend, too, I guess. Jeremy, what's your last name? Horowitz.
We're close friends, clearly.
Is it Horowitz?
It is.
All right, cool.
No second L. Horowitz.
Really?
Yeah. Yep, lost one at Ellis Island.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I have a new theory on TSA. That the reason they're
all assholes. Is this going to be like a Mark Maron thing where you begin your podcast with 15 minutes of boring material?
Maybe. Yeah. Okay. Well, pre-recording.
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
My theory is that they're assholes because we make them assholes, and because this stuff has been going on since Ellis Island, where they're just like, "What's your name? I'm not dealing with it. I don't care about your spelling." And then they just move people on.
So you're blaming the Jews.
My grandfather changed his name after he mumbled it to a kindergarten teacher when he was new in the country.
What do you mean?
Voitko became Whiteko because they didn't understand.
How did that become Taylor?
No, that's
I'm guessing a maternal.
Maternal grandfather.
Wait, there's two grandparents? But which ones got killed by the Germans?
Whoa, we're not to that part. Slow down. Spoiler, Jesus.
Wait, they both survived? It's just so rare. All right, but you're unemployed now.
Yes.
But you used to be a professor at the university.
Well, technically, I got to finish grading some exams.
Oh, really? You're not done yet?
We had finals last week.
And then you're out? Why are you done?
I'm starting a new job. I'm, moving to corporate America.
Did you cash in? Is that what happens?
Hopefully soon.
You haven't yet?
Yeah.
What are you responding to? You got to turn it off. You got to turn it off. If you're going to be here, you got to be here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
David's texting me.
Yeah.
So Okay. Hold on.
Jeremy eventually got tired of not making any money, which is the curse of being a professor.
Yeah. My friend did that, which is nonstop. She's getting, grants to stay in school to go more and more training at MIT or wherever.
I don't think that's a professor.
It does sound like a postdoc.
Maybe that's what it is.
It does say
but
very
like,
little.
Why grow up? Why bother? I'll
just it's true. No, actually, what happened was they decided to no longer offer lecturers more than 6 years there. And I was starting on my eighth. They're like, "We'll grandfather you for another year, but yeah."
Then you got to go?
You got to go. I started looking for a job, found one immediately. They were worried we were getting de facto tenure, whatever that means.
Yeah, what does tenure mean?
Well, tenure, if you're on a tenure track job, which I wasn't, you work for a while. Get your get all your papers, get a bunch of papers written. People get to know you. You get some good recommendations, whatever. Then you're up for job for life, basically. It's like dictator for life, except teacher for life. And you can still get fired, but it's really, really hard to fire. It unquestionably, incredibly often breeds laziness.
Because they don't have anything to deal with. There's no reason.
Pretty much to get fired, you have to, like, some sort of, like, moral turpitude kind of thing, does it?
It's like getting made as a mafia guy.
Very much so, yes. Only, they're not making, you know, lots of movies about...
They're not nearly as cool.
Exactly. Joe Pesci is not the professor or something like that.
How many movies about professors have they made?
A lot. I love Wonder Boys.
Wonder Boys, that's one.
It's a fantastic
one. Smart People.
Educating Rita. Also Carnegie Mellon. You're going to name all of them set at Carnegie Mellon, huh?
Mr. Holland's Opus was high school, right?
Yeah. Dead Poets Society, also high school.
High school. So was School Days.
Animal House.
Animal House.
Donald Sutherland.
Yes. Donald Sutherland was a great that chick.
Kate, the one from...
He fucked the guy's girlfriend.
Yes. No, and I'm willing to bet you didn't do anything
Karen Allen.
Karen Allen, exactly.
Yeah, he fucked Karen Allen. Not in real life, in the movie, I mean. Right? Is that a suit?
In the movie, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, he's wearing no pants and just a sweater at her place.
Okay, yeah.
One would hope at that point he's fucked her.
By the way, that's Karen Allen from Raiders of the Lost Ark, right? Interesting
Marian
fact.
Ravenwood.
Separate Lives written about her.
Really?
I did not know that.
It's about an ex-husband and an ex-wife, and the guy is all upset because the woman, being an actress who has no soul, is telling her about some new guy that she's fucking, and he's a little bit put off by that. It was written by Stephen Bishop, I believe.
What?
Yes, I believe.
Which Stephen Bishop?
There's only one.
No, there's actually.
This has been Light Rock.
Yeah,
Which
brings us back to Animal House.
Oh yeah, I guess you're right.
He's the guy playing the guitar on the stairs. Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Stephen Bishop.
Something's telling me.
He's an actor named Stephen Bishop.
No,
Stephen Bishop. He's a musician.
Oh. Stephen Bishop, the light rock musician, is the guy playing the guitar that John Belushi smashed.
Oh, they got a real light rock musician to play that?
Yeah.
Well, rock might be a stretch, but yeah.
Easy listening.
Yes.
He gave his love a flower.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and he smashed the fuck out of it.
Sorry.
Did you deal with fraternities at all?
Not really. Like,
what'd you do? What'd you teach?
So on Wednesdays, the students would wear preppy kind of, you know, khakis and a blazer. If they were in fraternities, that was about it. We didn't have them official on campus, so it was not really an issue. I taught in the math and computer science department. So I taught
what school?
Math
San Jose
and computer
State?
Science. Santa Clara University.
Is that a shitty school? Or
he's taught
school?
Math to girls.
No, it's a
oh
yeah,
it's what? True. It That's, is true.
It must be a very liberal school.
Yes. We are light years ahead of the 1920s or whatever. It's a Jesuit private institution.
Oh really?
Yes. I'm very happy I wasn't teaching for a public school in California. With the way the budget's been going,
why? Because you just wouldn't get paid.
They would have days where they just, you know, they'd take a day off for the faculty and the students.
So
it screwed over the teaching.
We can't afford to pay you, so we're just giving you unpaid holiday.
Yeah, and you and the students would have, you know, fewer classes to still cover the same amount of material in a quarter. Wow. So the teachers would have to teach even faster.
Is that how they make it up?
Yeah,
they cut material, and it just it's.
So it's then bad. They had the Civil War, a bunch of stuff happened, right, and people disagreed about...
And congratulations, black people, you're free.
win, and let's move on. Yeah. I guess there would be a faster way to do it.
Which is especially weird in a math class, right? But yeah.
Okay, so how long did you tell that for 8 years?
This is the start of my eighth year.
Okay.
Yeah, so I taught 7 1/3, I guess.
And now, there's an interesting story about how Jeremy was re-upped for that eighth year.
What do you mean?
As I recall, there was a bit of a delay on getting you the letter until... You appeared in the newspaper.
Why? What happened?
It is true. I think it's a coincidence, but yeah, that I had a crossword puzzle on March 31st, opening day of baseball, and it got a lot of press. I mean, there's an article on the front page of the sports section of the New York Times.
How much would a lot of press be?
Well,
about a
front page of the New York Times
article
sports section
about your
about the puzzle, yeah, and the front page of the San Jose Mercury News. I mean, as far as crossword puzzles go, that's a lot of.
There
press.
Is a picture of him and his co-writer, and it looks worse than any picture you've ever seen. They
really?
Projected
it's
a
terrible,
crossword puzzle
terrible
onto his
photo.
Face.
Like,
really?
It's me, but even looking worse. I know that may be hard to believe.
Yes, you can find it. Google
We're going to the
it.
Internet? Yeah. Oh, yeah, quick, to the internet.
Jeremy's co-writer, by the way, the world champion of crossword puzzles.
Five years in a row, the fastest crossword solver.
Did I meet that guy in San Francisco?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the one you met.
Yeah, the redhead guy, yeah.
Extra nerdy. What am I looking for?
Look up worst crossword picture ever.
Just Google our names, and I bet...
Jeremy
Horowitz,
San Jose
Images.
Mercury News probably would be.
Oh, it hasn't autocorrected. I've written Jerem and hasn't autocorrected to your name yet. So far, it had fucking some idiot named Jeremy Pivens. I don't know how that's more.
I don't know what that's all about.
No, that's a tennis player from the 70s, I think.
Jeremy Horowitz. Nope, Horn.
Did Jeremy Piven write a crossword puzzle?
Jeremy Horowitz. Crossword.
It only took Horwit to do it. New Z.
Which one was it?
Go to Images, dude. It's fun, much
images,
faster.
Sorry. Okay, by the way, Jeremy makes crossword puzzles.
Oh, yeah, by the way.
Is that for a living?
Search Tyler's name as well.
Okay.
So just also type in Tyler and then Hinman, H-I-N-M-A-N.
H-I-N-M-A-N.
And to answer your question for a living, they pay $200. There it is. It's the second photo.
Yeah, that is a
horrible.
Wow. That
that's
looks...
the original size? What
yeah.
the fuck was that? Why did you just skip?
Okay.
Because it's... Yeah. I don't know what that's all about. Just...
You got some sort of Brian Wilson virus on your computer.
It just eats data.
I'd go back and keep scrolling down while you search for the images. But yeah, it pays $200 for a daily and $1,000 for a Sunday, and the amount of time you have to work.
$1,000 for a Sunday.
Yeah, but they're bigger.
Wait,
and
why is
they
it
take
that
more than
you
five
don't
times
show
the
up
work.
At all, Jeremy? It's all just some black dude. Why did the black dude show up in Jeremy Horwitz's crossword?
I have no idea. Maybe there's a Tyler Horwitz or a Jeremy Hinman out there. There's the Wilson photo.
Oh yeah, doesn't that guy do
the guy in
Lomo
Vogue?
He was the impetus for the crossword.
Oh, you did it all about him? What's his name?
So Brian Wilson.
You did a crossword about Brian Wilson?
No. Not well.
Yes.
Sort of. So when they won the World Series in 2010, the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah.
They did it. The New York Times did an interview where I live. Yeah. Did an interview with with Wilson, the closer.
Yeah.
And you know, one of these, basically, what do you want to do? And it was kind of the I'm going to Disneyland kind of thing. Except he said they always have Mel Ott as giant great in crossword puzzles. I want to be in a New York Times crossword. So. There you go. That was
the
impetus to write the puzzle. And that's what led to the story. It was a follow-up to the story. You just need a bigger TV, dude. That's the only way to zoom it. Yeah, that's the only way to zoom it.
People can't see
this
picture.
Closer.
But imagine two nerdy people with a crossword puzzle projected onto their face. One in profile for no reason I can figure out.
You're just staring at each other.
They look like the world's worst version of Kraftwerk.
And it's not, and it's not even.
We've I'll gone put, from Ellis Island to
I'll
Germans.
Put this on my website.
Yeah.
I'll make it
put,
bigger.
Put that up. Yeah.
Delightful. I'm sure we can come up with a more embarrassing picture of me before the end of the day, but
I don't know.
Easily. It's a strong statement.
Okay, so did you. Well, go ahead.
No, I said.
Did you ever have a chance of getting laid? I didn't realize it was a Jesuit school.
Oh, well, with this. Oh, no. The students aren't.
They fuck, right?
The students aren't that prevalently Catholic. I mean, it's a good number of Catholic students, but.
What do you mean?
Catholic girls like to do it hard.
Why? I'm not entirely sure why you're thinking a Jesuit school would mean anything different as to my chances at fucking students, which I assume is what you're
saying. I would think they'd be religious and wouldn't fuck, but then
no,
I realize that's
I don't
Catholic girls.
Yeah, that's, I realize
our
stupid.
Faculty.
Yeah.
The university president is always Jesuit and a non-trivial percentage of the faculty.
I went to Yeshiva University and we weren't allowed to like – if we were in the dorms, we weren't allowed to turn on TV on Shabbat.
As far as the students go, they have to take – like a quarter of a religion class to graduate. It could be any religion. That's the only thing that makes it seem even vaguely Catholic.
Oh, wow.
And we have priests as,
oh, so
as
a, regular
a couple
school.
Teachers. Yeah.
Let's go to the yeshiva thing. Were you allowed to do anything on Shabbat? Because it seemed like they would just kill the power.
No, you're allowed to keep your
do you
lights
have,
on.
Did you have
lights.
Did you have like one roommate? It was like 10 of you and like
yeah,
one guy's a Shabbos
go
going?
Home. He would go, no. No.
Every dorm, each floor has the Shabbos goy.
Shabbos goy is when Jews aren't – you're not allowed to turn the lights on or off or the oven
oh,
and stuff.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
But you're allowed to tell a goy, which is the word for non-Jew.
So that's like the RA
of
yeshiva?
According to some dictionaries, non-Jew, non-Mormon.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a Mormon dictionary?
Actually, I think Merriam-Webster's 11th, I think.
Really?
Yeah. It's,
I believe. Maybe I just threw out a Merriam-Webster's. I realized I had it. I'm like,
nobody
oh, I need
has
a
it
I'm like, why don't we need a
dictionary?
Dictionaries
and encyclopedias are just been have been raped by the internet. It's
yeah,
like, why would I have
no
this?
Need. There's
phone
no
books
need.
As well.
Yeah, phone books. There's
yeah.
this
we
big
got a
book.
Phone book last week on our doorstep, and I'm like, what the hell are
what
we
are you
do
doing?
With this?
Why? It's already littered.
Somebody hates trees.
Yeah. Like, why are these still being made? Is there any way to get Ralph's to stop you from putting shit in your mailbox, supermarkets, from like those flyers and
do
stuff?
They, well, wait. Do they post it? If they put postage on it, no. If they just do it through your mailbox, but no soliciting, at least in San Francisco, but no soliciting and it's illegal.
No soliciting and then they can't do it.
Yeah. But that's just San Francisco. That's city ordinance. I don't know what it's like here.
Because it's such a hardship
Los
for you
Angeles.
To throw it on the
it's just
on
like,
the
why floor. Are we throwing this? No, it fills up my mailbox. I like to leave it for more days.
Yeah, I let
it
me too. By the way, that is a sign you're not dealing with the world. When
oh,
you
yeah. I'm like, I'll get my mail later. I just walk by it.
I can't like, handle what might be in
this
box.
It's like Howard Hughes. Very light.
Light,
but
yeah,
it's
but that's how it
Hughes.
Starts.
Yeah. Do you have any Kleenex boxes or mason jars?
The difference is Howard Hughes started with success. So the
oh, yeah.
You know,
that is
so
a big difference.
This is like an unsuccessful Howard Hughes beginning.
So you never got a chance to fuck? Did anyone come on to you?
Exactly once ever did I have a student.
Oh.
And this is and it's a really mundane story, too. I just had a student.
Yeah, you really know how to tell a story.
I know, let me tell you. Let me set it up for failure. No, I did once have a student come into my office with a particularly low-cut top for, you know, abnormal.
Pretty?
College age.
Right, that's the
so
thing.
So already she's starting with a five.
Yeah.
She's
well,
with a five.
I say starting six.
Starting six?
Yeah. There's
some fat chicks in college.
Okay, but was this?
But you're saying.
How bad
was
it? You're right.
Starting
five.
Youth. Five is good to start with.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Well too young for me.
What are you talking about?
Ari, can I make a point here? I visited, and there were one or two like hittable girls in his class, and I'm like, yeah, he's not bad looking. And he goes, I don't notice. I don't notice.
Really?
And it's really weird because they seem so young.
Oh, fake doctor, yes, but not that kind of doctor.
Oh,
but
you are a doctor.
He seem so young.
I mean, a PhD, not a real doctor.
And that's the difference between Jeremy and, say, every comedian I know.
Yeah.
Like, if
no, it's I tell you, the primary motivating factor is anyone even under the age of 30, just too fucking.
Really?
I'm like censoring myself. Too fucking annoying, 35.
Let's go back to the girl who came on to him.
Right, so the girl who, the closest thing I ever got was one student was like, I really need, you know, she wasn't doing well. She's like, I really need a good grade. You know, I'll do anything. And that was it. That's the extension of it. You know, it was the out of a movie. No, that was
were you
it.
Totally being into it? Or was she like, I'll do anything?
I'd do anything. And, then, you know, there was a little tone, but that's it. That's it. It wasn't, you know, she didn't then
this
go.
This would be, I think what you should have done is say, what do you mean? I don't understand.
No, I think I'm like, who is someone going to come in and clean the pool or deliver the pizza next to me? Yeah. What the hell? This is so absurdly cliche.
Okay, question.
But, okay.
What number? Was she attractive or not? Was she attractive or not?
Yeah. Really?
Not attractive. Okay.
I mean, not,
but still,
not ugly,
though,
but
chance. I had a TA of mine once, just because I was like, flirted for a second. I was like,
this at Yeshiva University?
No, this is in Maryland. but she was teaching a class, and I was like, you know what? I'm not even into her. She was like a black chick before I could find them at all attractive.
I'm still not there.
Real light skin, I can get into.
Okay, me too.
I call them
like
ponytail black chicks.
Oh, like a Rashida Jones, definitely. Yeah, good. It. Yeah. So without
that type, I'm really into. But yeah, I was like, but just for the story of being able to say I dated a teacher in college, it'd be rad.
Also, so dating a black girl, that's like a double play story. Yeah.
Yeah, that definitely works.
And if she was crippled, forget about it.
I crossed so many things off my bucket list. I want to fuck a cripple.
Just fuck Sammy Davis Jr. You got it all done.
So you didn't even think of going for it?
No.
God, how old was she? You know, I went to a USC football game and sat in the student section with my friend, Tripoli. He was there, Tripoli and Tebow.
Tripoli, a nice guy, but I'm willing to bet you somebody would not have the same scruple about fucking a girl who said, I'll do anything for you.
I also
A guy like that would take advantage of that moment.
A guy like that would be like, will you do anything for me?
I also wasn't single at the time, for whatever that. You know.
Oh. Yeah. Do you think she was putting it out there for you at all?
I think.
What's your interpretation? Like, was she like, you can get me to do this if you just give me a couple more words here?
You also wonder if she was dangling it out there so he'd go for it, and then she'd be like, I'm going to tell the administration.
That's always my fear.
There's exactly.
Any kind of time a girl comes on to me, I'm always like, you trapping me?
Are you? Yeah, exactly.
You're going to make a fool of me.
Cop? I don't want to. Yeah.
Yeah. There's going to be a bunch of people come up and fucking pour pig's blood on me.
Bring Alan Funt back from the grave.
Yeah. You think I would date you? I'm always a little afraid that's going to happen.
That pretty much always does happen.
Yeah. I told somebody in college to do that once. He had like some girl, Esther. Asian Esther.
This is Yeshiva. Oh, no. Okay.
Esther.
All right. Yeah. He clarified.
That's
now
Jewish or Asian. We had Esther at my workplace.
Okay, yeah, I was shocked. There's a book of the Bible, Esther. So, you know, I mean, really.
Yeah.
The good half. Yeah.
Well, it's not really.
That's a real Asian
Bible.
Name.
It's one of the other parts. It's like the other side books. Megillah. It was one of the Megillahs.
It's
one
not the in the Old Testament?
No.
Esther?
It's not in the Torah.
But
it comes like later. It's part. I mean, it's not
a director's cut. Yeah.
Okay.
It's director's cut of the Old Testament. Yeah. That's a way better place to put it.
Commentary.
Yeah, but I was like, just ask her out, man. Who cares? What's the worst that can happen? But it was in the dining hall, and she was like, "You think I would ever go out with someone like you? Like publicly?"
This actually happened outside of a movie.
That really happened.
Yeah, and I was like, "Wow, it's way worse than I gave advice on." I really didn't expect it to go that
I
bad.
I stand corrected.
Yeah, I guess it could.
You sit corrected. You should very, not. Very nice recliner.
Was she attractive?
Oh yeah, she was hot. She was a hot Asian.
No,
she was way out of his league.
Scared.
She was way out of his league. But I'm like, I don't know, maybe Asians are fucked up, and she'll date you because you're hot, or smart, or something. He was like not attractive, that guy.
So you now have the answer to that question, apparently.
What's the worst that can happen?
It was scientific
humiliation.
It's nice to have your experiments not actually affect you.
Right, right. Nope. Got to stay outside the experiment. Good science. Yeah, that's just good
this
science.
Radiation might remove freckles. Why don't you try it out?
Marie Curie toying with her friends.
You never want. Did you ever fuck another teacher?
No.
Well, there's a little pause there.
No, I was pausing to think of anyone I've slept with.
I'll say
was
this.
A teacher.
I like
certainly
his,
not at my university.
His teachers,
not university.
Dude, he taught in a math department.
The whole
dudes.
Thing was a math department. Oh, yeah. It must
my,
have been all
no,
dudes.
Well, my,
there was one or two
my
girls.
My department was a math computer science department. Obviously, there were other faculty at the university.
Did you interact
it
with them?
It wasn't a math university.
Did you guys hang out in the teacher's lounge?
Yeah.
Was there
faculty dining room?
Was
there
like a softball game? Like, did you interact with other teachers who weren't math teachers?
Very rarely.
So
very
there
rarely.
We go.
Yeah, no. Your supposition is essentially correct.
How much? Just a quick tip: when you turn to talk to David,
hold the mic with me.
Take the mic with you.
So David,
I had to tell Matt Edgar that. He goes, I know. I'm like, well, you keep doing it.
I got to remember, it's like hosting pub quiz, except I need a drink in the other hand.
It's odd you had to tell a comedian to keep the microphone near his face.
Yeah, I know. Oh yeah, you guys used to do those trivia things too. Were you guys on bowl together?
We were on College Bowl at Carnegie Mellon, and then together, and our team was good, not great. But then he won a national championship at Stanford.
You went to Stanford grad school?
I went to Stanford for grad school, yeah.
But then he was.
Do they have a separate category for grad people?
No, depending on the type of quiz bowl you play, like some of them say no more than one grad student per team, things like that.
It's like American basketball players in foreign countries.
You get two.
Yeah. Anyway, he was the one on the graduate on the championship.
I was the American basketball. No, this analogy doesn't really work at all.
It was in Israel. When I was in Israel, we always had like two American black guys who were hanging around. Maccabi Tel Aviv.
Was that when
Maccabi Yerushalayim.
You know, whenever I talk to my uncle and you get brought up, he mentions your story about playing volleyball for Brazil.
Not Argentina. Argentina.
At the Maccabi games. What was that?
Yeah, it was the Maccabi games. Yeah, in Israel, and Argentina didn't show up. So it was just like high school or whatever teams, and so we were like, all right, we'll be Argentina. So we had like a practice.
Is there any way to connect this to all the Nazis who went to Argentina, you know, after the...
Yeah, that actually would be what the Argentinian team
would look like. Yeah, people say, like, Argentina's... I'm like, no, they harbored Nazis. Like,
that's why they didn't come back. They're like, oh, see what happens.
That's a trap.
Yeah. That's the last... Exactly.
I saw Munich.
Yeah. This is well before the movie Munich came out.
So you're playing for Argentina, and then they start...
Oh, no. Yeah, so, yeah, we had the Argentina... We had their jerseys and stuff. And everyone starts chanting for us, and we got decimated. If we scored 2 points in a game, it was like a huge victory for us. Because to score, you have to score on your serve only. So that means you have to take back serve and then score again.
Oh,
to score. And so it was like two in a row. That's a tall order. But everyone went crazy for us every time we were playing Argentina.
Hard G sound in Hebrew, right?
Yeah, they don't have the j.
The gimel's not.
Yeah.
All right.
Linguistics chat.
Oh yeah.
Tonight.
So here's the problem with interviewing Jeremy as a professor.
No, I have more questions.
No, I'm not saying it's you don't have more, but like we've ruled out professor student sex.
Oh, yeah.
We've ruled out professor sex.
There are something about the students having sex with each other.
Okay, well, can you do that?
I can't.
Did you see any?
No. Oh. In fact, the students, I never really pointed it out to them, but I was. Disheartened.
You know, you could fuck her if you gave it a shot. That's what I thought the USC game. Like, what are all you kids, fucking boys, take them
by
and
the
go
way,
fuck them. They're all ready to go.
You've become the crazy old man.
Yeah, I'm dating Kyrie now. I'm an old man. It's a creepy, like, yeah, 18.
You know you should be fucking that young
They don't
stuff.
Drink enough. Yeah. They don't come up to the
They're
city.
They're all boozed up. Oh, those girls.
They live. No. The students, they live like 50 miles from San Francisco, just an amazing city, and they just hang out down there. I mean, I went to college undergrad in Pittsburgh. No one blames me for not
Carnegie
going
Mellon?
To
Carnegie
Pittsburgh.
Mellon,
yes.
You guys are both Alan Arkin and Little Miss Sunshine, like where it's like, just take advantage of that young stuff. Let me tell you, this is not appropriate.
Was
just
he
you,
like that? I don't remember.
Yeah, he was a heroin addict telling the son to fuck. You gotta just fuck that young stuff.
In Little Miss Sunshine?
Yeah, I remember Alan Arkin was great.
Are you? I'm pretty sure you're.
I thought his son was married.
You mean the
to
grandson?
The girl.
What?
You mean the kid?
Alan Arkin was the grandfather in Little
Right,
Sunshine.
You said the son. You mean Paul Dano.
The grandson, yeah. Okay. The son in the family.
He was just in something else I saw, but I forget what
Alan
it was.
He's
Arkin?
A great
Paul Dano. Movie.
Oh, Dano.
Oh,
oh,
Mars Attacks. I just saw Mars Attacks.
He's great. In,
oh, is he the little kid?
No, wait. I think you're thinking of Lucas Haas.
Yeah,
that's Lucas Haas. Yeah.
No,
that's Jack Black you're thinking
people,
of.
Yeah, Jack Black.
Jack Black looks just like Paul Dano.
That movie. So what did you guys think of that movie?
What?
Which one?
Mars Attacks. I hated it the first time I saw it. I really like it since I've seen it subsequently.
I was watching it trying to like it, and I was like,
Mars Attack, it's the classic movie where half the people you knew loved it and half the people you knew hated it.
Yeah.
I was on the loved it side. I thought
Anchorman
it was awesome.
People always got like that.
Really?
Where they were like, oh, you got to see it 7 times, then you'll really start to get it. And I'm like, well, I just did.
It's not working on the sixth time, so but sorry. All right, fine, 70 said. Yeah.
Who, you know, seeing it 7 times.
You
got to
put a different picture
up,
dude. It's just creeping me out.
It's so tiny. I wish it was bigger.
Oh, that's what.
How do you do the thing on your screen to make it bigger? You would know.
I don't think you are able to make it bigger.
Yes, there is a shortcut.
There's just not enough.
Dude, you're using a Mac. I don't even.
You don't use Macs at all.
No. I used to work for Microsoft, dude. I don't know.
This guy worked for the enemy.
The enemy.
All right, let me ask you a serious question.
Yes. Oh,
you're a teacher.
Ostensibly.
Did you have to? You gave all your grades on correct or false. There's no opinion.
It's so great teaching math and computer science because. The only bad is if a student really ticks me off, I can't be like, oh, I guess that's 2 + 2 doesn't equal 4.
Yeah, uh-huh. I was an English major where it was always you had no idea what your grades were going to be. Mood.
No, sometimes I'll give exams and I will tell them the answers in the last 10 minutes of class, do the exam for most of the class, then last 10 minutes I'll do the whole exam on the board, tell them how many points it's worth. I go, before you leave the room, you pretty much now know your grade.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You give it to them? And,
and then I'd go home and grade them.
They could see what they would get.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow, that's so much easier.
It's so much easier grading, too. I mean, I wish it was multiple
so
choice
much
or true false.
I'm wondering
but
to get the test back.
Everyone.
I have a question. Why don't you have TAs grading your exam?
Homework, but not the exam.
Oh, okay, so they won't. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the TAs, were any of them young? And
we had no TAs. It was undergrads. There's no grad students in the engineering
the
school.
School I've ever heard of.
Yeah, it sucks.
How many students were there?
A few thousand.
None, because I've never lived.
What?
It
sounds better in Latin.
Isn't that it's where the famous alum of his school is Steve Nash, NBA basketball player?
There are at least two Canadian.
Yeah.
With a certain clear,
yeah.
Right.
So there are at least two people in the
beat Arizona.
Two people in the cabinet, U.S. cabinet right
Nobody
now.
Nobody gives
Santa
a
Clara.
Fuck about the cabinet.
I don't
Steve
even know
Nash.
What the cabinet is.
Yeah, exactly.
Secretary of Defense, I believe.
I've
is.
Heard of that.
Yeah, yeah. I think
I've
he's a grad.
But. Do you know who it is? Because it ain't Steve Nash.
I thought he was.
He can't take over the presidency.
No, white basketball player can't play any defense. They're just offense.
Wait, there's always been somebody in the NBA has been secondary of defense. It's always been
But it's never a white. White point guards always play well on offense but get destroyed by the Negro. But the secondary defense is always a black guy with not a lot of skills, like a Tyson Chandler.
I remember at some point somebody I think it was North Carolina. It was somebody playing against North Carolina State, and they realized that they're playing against Duke. And they had that white point guard,
JJ Redick, because he plays for the Magic.
Way before that.
Oh, okay. Let's see here.
It's after Tom Gugliotta played at NC State.
Okay, that's after. Okay, yeah.
Just some short Wojciechowski.
Could be.
Yeah, and it was somebody I'm like. And North Carolina, I think it was Raymond Felton, maybe.
Discovered.
Yeah,
he said
the second half, he just lit him up. They're like, what happened? He goes, I got to halftime. I realized who was guarding me. And then I was like, what am I doing?
This is a white guy.
And then I just took him for 25 in the second half. It
was that was Scott
ridiculous.
Skiles. Broke the NBA record for assists on the Atlanta Magic for 30 assists. But it was 4-on-5 defense.
Why?
Because he's white.
Oh, he's like, I'll just stay down here.
They just couldn't do anything. J.J. Redick, I mean, you might as well just wave a towel.
Yeah.
Get the ball boy out there. It's just not fair.
Did you hate students ever?
I have a question.
I'm going to say no to that.
You must have.
But I'm going to say people. That they're – well, I try not to hate people in general.
Oh,
mostly
shut up.
Because
– dislike.
Do you have the student who asks too many questions to try to kiss your ass? Because that's the one I think you would hate.
You know what's funny? That was pretty rare. So I
– yeah, right. It's a –
it's right or wrong.
Yeah.
But they still may not realize that and may be in that mode from other classes. But
recommendations.
No. So there's a difference between Stanford students when I was a grad student, teaching classes there or TAing.
You taught at Stanford too?
I mostly was TAing, but I co-taught one course. I taught three of the lectures, but dealing with students, computer science more actually there. Because computer science and math were split there. And that at Stanford, I was getting a degree in computer science.
Stanford's a party school. Stanford is a party grad school.
It's a junior college, Stanford Junior University. there were actually very few students who do that kind of ass kissing that Dave's suggesting. But at Stanford, that would happen. At Santa Clara, the biggest issue with students would be like a student complaining, over and over again how they need to get, you have to pass me. I need it for whatever reason. I need it for a scholarship. Or I need it for, and I'm like, you know what? No. And the two or three students who did this. Over the, almost 8 years I was there, it was always some student who was getting a 32% in the class, never came to class, never came to office hours, never went by a tutor, and shows up for the exams, and it's like, you got to pass me, dude,
help.
Please. I did have one student ask me a week and a half before the end of the quarter, I need some help, and, you know, I'll come by your office hours. When are they? And I tell him. And he eventually comes by, not the last day of class, the second to last day of class. He comes to my office that day and literally didn't understand what a derivative was. And I was teaching a calculus class. This is like something.
By the way, that is
this is something we started teaching like week two of a 10-week course.
Oh, wow.
He needed to learn the last 9 weeks of a 10-week course.
No way.
I wouldn't say it's literally impossible.
He just wanted to, like, come on, man, you got to help me out.
One of my proudest moments was not laughing at him.
I mean, because
not even that I wanted to. Like an autonomic reaction of, whoa, you're kidding me.
Are you serious?
Like, yeah, no. I mean, is this a joke? You know,
when you open a calculus textbook, the first thing it'll say is the slope or the rise over run. I mean, that is the derivative. That is the first thing they teach.
It's like taking an econ class and going, what's money? You know, I mean,
Pi the best movie about mathematics that's ever been made?
I've never seen it.
Maybe, never saw Pi.
Too Jewish.
I think that movie is called Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, there you go.
That's just the black and white version.
By the way, this is a side story, but this should let you know about Jeremy the undergrad. Jeremy lived with a guy named Ben, who we're still friends with. And they lived together in a really oppressive room because Ben was up all night studying always, and Jeremy would get annoyed. I'm trying to sleep, you know? Yeah. Jeremy would go to bed early. Ben was staying up all night studying.
Asian?
No, Ben's white. Oh. His last name is Ray, Ben Ray. Look it up, R-A-I-A. And they together,
he'd be studying at like 6 in the morning.
Yeah, together that semester, Jeremy and Ben combined for a 4.0 grade point average.
Yeah.
Jeremy got a 4.0, and Ben came in with a 0.
What was he doing? Was he not studying?
Having a mental breakdown.
Well, how did he have a 0?
And the crazy thing
is, did he miss all his finals?
The classes were hard. Ben was actually smart. He just wiped out.
What do you mean? Like he froze under pressure?
He just, I don't, he, like
what
a real breakdown.
Wiped out? What do you mean? Ari, he's smart and he studied. I don't understand.
Ari, it was an English class. You didn't get points for just showing up.
It wasn't a C. It was an F.
These are hard classes.
They don't just hand out grades at real schools like
I know, but it's
Carnegie Mellon University.
No, I remember you.
Oh, tell about, have you told the story about how you didn't become a journalism major?
Oh, yeah. I was gonna become a journalism major. I was deciding to do that in English and
graduation,
you know, other stuff. Yeah, but you had to. I just gotten back from Israel, went to YU for a year, which didn't require really any sort of typing at all, no computers at all.
That's a bad sign for a school.
This is 1994 or 5. Like, so I'm sure there was some things.
But
you
I
had
can
to type,
unroll
but not
a
really.
Scroll like crazy. Like right.
I can get a minion together like.
If you give me, there's some a word for what is it when you pick up the Torah at the end and show it around everybody? What is that word?
Bragging. I don't
God
know.
Damn it. I wish I knew. Oh, I should
see,
say
this
that
is
there.
A word question I can't help you with.
Yeah. Oh, it was an honor you get to be able to pick it up. Oh. I remember when you were like 14, you're like, I don't know if I can do that, bro. I don't want to drop it.
It is heavy. Yeah.
So
it is heavy.
He's coming back for – so he's applying journalism, and there's a typing test, but Ari has
I'm out of shape. I'm out of typing shape. I took a typing class in high school, but I hadn't typed for like 3 years, like anything. So I wasn't – you had to be at, I think, 25 or 35 words a minute. I think 25.
Okay.
And it's like 25. I would have gotten there a semester in of typing. I would have been like 35 or 40.
Okay, but Ari has also made himself a challenge.
No. That came later.
Okay, we're sorry.
So I took it once, and I got like – 23.
Ooh.
And then I took it again. And then I took it again. I was like at 22 or 24, right there. And I was like, you know what? And they weren't taking any ID for your test. They were just like, type in your social security number. And that'll be how we know who you are.
So what stereotypical Asian person
my
did you
Asian
sub in?
Roommate, my Asian roommate.
I knew it had to be Asian for the story
my
to
Asian
work.
My roommate, Shi Ray Cheng. He went by Ray, but Ray was spelled R-U-E-Y or something. Shi Ray Cheng. When I met him, I saw he was like sleeping. And that's all I got was like, your roommate will be Shi Ray Cheng. So he got there and he was sleeping. I was like, hello, my name is Ari. I'll be your roommate. He's like, dude, why are you yelling? What's happening? Why'd you wake me up at 3 p.m.?
We're going to get along just fine.
So, but there's a final.
Okay, so he took
Does he have a journalism degree now?
No, he does
you
not.
Trapped
he was
him in it.
I forget what his major was. Anyway, I went to register for classes, for journalism classes the next semester when it's time to register. And I was doing this thing where I was trying to not lie for a week to see if I could do it. I was doing personal challenges. I did one where in YU you got your grades, they just handed them to you in an envelope, and I was trying to see how long I keep them in my breast pocket without looking at them. When
you
really want to see
have
your
you
grades,
opened them yet?
Yeah, I've opened them. Right. Yeah, they weren't bad.
In fact, at the end of the show,
and I'm going to open them. I still haven't opened that letter from the guy I represented in court, and he finally sent me a letter from like some like official letter. I was like, nah, I ain't opening it.
Is this story in a previous podcast?
My friend sent me back my
clearly
laptop
missed that one
and said, I'm sending you back, and then he killed himself, and I never opened it up to see what was in it and lost the laptop.
Good story.
I just couldn't handle opening it up.
Wait, which yeah friend? Yeah, Brent, anyway, yeah.
Which one of our friends,
so, that killed himself? Oh, dear.
Anyway, so I go to register for this journalism class. Journalism's like 101, the entry. You have to take this class to get to the rest. And the prerequisite to taking that class is typing 25 words a minute.
Right.
Which I had, technically. Anyway.
No, well.
So there was a block. There was like, going to the register. I'm like, why? Like, I don't know. It says you got to go to the journalism department. Talk to them. And some lady behind the counter was like, oh, I don't know. Why is there a block? She's like, I'm not sure. She goes, oh, I think it was a discrepancy on your – because your tests were like 22, 23,
and then
60. And I was like, fucking Ray, why would you – why would you – I don't want to ace it, bro. And so they say, like, why? What's the discrepancy? I was like, oh, I had someone take it for me. And she was like barely paying attention. She was like,
"You definitely can't be a journalist now."
She was like, "Wait, what?" And I was like, "Yeah, I wasn't gonna pass it, so I just had someone else who could do better take it from me." She was so shocked that I would tell her the truth.
She died.
That's the ultimate.
Yeah, and they were like,
"No one in the journalism department understands that idea, of course."
Yeah, the guy was like, "That's not a precedent we want for our journalism students." And I was
honesty
like, "Wait a minute,
honesty is the problem."
You're supposed to lie to get stories all the time.
I had a friend Jim Wang who in high school would make extra money taking SATs
for other people.
Yeah, no, nice. He took one for this guy,
and
he was like,
nailed it too hard.
Well, you said the guy, goes, have you taken it? He goes, no. Jim got like a 1,500, yeah. And then it turns out the guy had gotten a 900 before, So it set up every siren. But luckily, the guy was Asian, and there was nothing they could do, because Jim said, it's not me, and the principal didn't want to push it, because he just said, two Asians. Want to handle. They canceled the score, but they didn't get Jim in trouble.
They just said, you got to take it again?
Yeah, they made the little Asian.
I took the SAT twice, and my scores were noticeably – there was a noticeable discrepancy. I fell asleep at the beginning of one of the verbal sections the first
that'll
time I took
your
it.
Score.
It did noticeably
yeah, that'll,
did.
That'll see you come down a little bit.
Yeah.
A little?
I know in Kappa
thankfully,
they cover not sleeping.
Not sleeping, during, really?
Yeah. Do they? They don't in Princeton Review, so that's the difference.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah. That's
I used to work for Princeton
top
Review.
Princeton Review.
Yeah, we have.
All right, I'm going to ask you more questions about...
All right. About crosswords, about teaching. Trivia. All right.
Okay.
The trifecta of excitement.
This is a question that I knew from Maryland.
Yes.
This is what I kind of hated.
Yeah.
They would take teachers.
Yeah.
And then they would tenure them. And then they would... then they would eventually make them administrators.
Oh, sure. Okay.
But so all you had is English professors, people who... new writers, new Nietzsche, or well, it's professors, but I mean philosophy, but whatever.
Right.
But knew some writer, Conrad, and then like, okay, now you have to decide who gets what budget and
right
who gets fired and
right
hired. And it's such a shitty way of running things.
Well, it's not, that's yes and no. I'd say you're overstating it a little bit.
Okay.
In so much as like deans and the people who head up the colleges,
yeah,
usually come from different departments, and you know you'll have a philosophy professor,
yeah,
end up helping with
deciding
higher level administration stuff. But then there's the university administration, which usually doesn't involve,
just like
often
HR
doesn't involve academia people or people who are I have no idea actually
run numbers,
but people who aren't previously faculty. But there's a lot of, like, all the deans.
Okay. Well,
I just had
people
to deal with
yeah
a bunch
deans
of deans because I just quit my job and talked to like, you know, a whole bunch of different deans. And I'm like, oh, this one's, you know, all these people are, you know, chemistry professor, law professor. And
yeah
they just happen to be doing a lot of deaning. You
yeah
know?
So they'll tell you, like, well, here's what we can do. And here's what we can do. It's like, who the fuck are you? You're just some guy who's a chemistry guy.
But there are people, sometimes at the very, very least, there'll be people who've done the job for a long time. The weird thing is when they rotate them in and out after, like, 2 years, they've got no experience. And on the job experience, and of course the problem you're talking about previously, like, great, you know your Nietzsche, but what is that going to help you with, you know? Yeah.
Budgetary concerns are where we get our paper from.
I have no idea why they do that. It seems like a bad idea.
It seems like
and
a bad idea.
They seem to do it everywhere.
Is it just so that the teachers can eventually, professors can eventually feel like, well, I can get like a raise or something?
I kind of,
like an advance.
The only thing I'd ever thought was kind of sort of from the other way around that, this way, these dean people would have some connection with at least one of the departments. Like we have several associate deans and assistant deans, things like that, at the science college that I was teaching in.
Yeah.
And one of them You know, the ones from the chemistry department. So presumably he knows at least the chemistry faculty pretty well. Like, is collegial them. So there's at least that small advantage. That was the one advantage I had ever thought.
So you would know them?
Yeah, and know how that department works. So these are people who know how a department
works.
It's
like getting Troy Aikman to be your analyst right after he retires.
That's some sort of – that's tennis, right? Yeah, anyway. Yeah, kind of.
I forgot. You don't know any sports.
Although baseball. His mother played pro tennis.
Crosswords is a puzzle.
Yeah,
really?
Exactly. Yes,
your
my mom was a tennis player. Yeah.
What was her name?
Her name was – it still is Bobby.
In college, we had guessed that since Jeremy had a pro athlete in the family, he must be okay at basketball.
Yeah.
You had guessed wrong.
This was a logical fallacy.
What was her name, Bobby what?
I was about to guess. It's actually B-O-B-B-Y.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm going to see if she looks good in a miniskirt.
I doubt you're going to find her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was she not good?
She
It's not Bobby Flay.
Not Bobby Flay?
It is not Bobby Flay. She never made it above 18
What's
in the world.
Last name?
Maupin. And now the entire world of your listeners can steal my bank account or whatever. M-A-U-P-I-N. Maupin.
You, what?
Like M-A-U. Armistead? Like Armistead.
Tales of the City.
Tales of the City, yeah.
What the fuck nerd things do you guys say? Is that it?
That's that's not her. My mom is not my mom does not have a
Can I ask a question?
My mom does not own that domain.
Jeremy, if
you can probably guess what her name is now.
Your mother,
yes.
Starts a conversation with her over Facebook and one thing leads to another and they have sex, will you call him dad?
Will you call me dad?
Yeah, I'll call him dad right now.
And
so
if
that's
you
not
do
really
not,
yet.
Will you accept my punishment as harsh but fair? Is that her?
Always. No, that's Bobby Kennedy.
How about her?
Oh, No.
Yeah.
Black and white, bro. Your mom lived in black and white days.
That's
right?
True. That's true.
Might be.
That's actually her Bobby. What is that? Bobby Jones down there?
Down there.
That looks like it could be Bobby Jones.
Wow, your mom was a hell of a golfer.
Yeah.
Are any of these girls your mother?
That's Martina Navratilova. That's not my
your mother.
That,
disgusting that girl,
hideous. That girl with the mustache.
And one of the greatest Martina, of course, one of the greatest tennis players ever to live.
One of the greatest Martinas there are.
Of all the Martinas,
I like Martina
yes.
Martina Hingis better.
That is not my mother.
It's Jesse Holland.
That is true.
Not bad. Well, she's pretty bad looking, but she's not got a bad body.
He looks like she has a good body.
Man,
yeah.
Tennis chicks all have good bodies.
Not true.
Who doesn't?
The ones that are loaded up on steroids. That Mauricio looks like a dude. Serena
not
is,
the ones that look like dudes. The whites.
That's a lot of tennis players.
They all Martina Navratilova had a good body.
No, she didn't. She was a dude.
Really?
She was doing steroids. Who's Eastern European?
Oh, which one had a great body but a weird face? Which one posed in the swimsuit issue?
Maria Sharapova?
No, not
like
recently. No. This was like when I was in fourth grade.
Chris Evert?
No.
Tracy Austin?
No. I think she might have gotten stabbed in the back.
Tracy Austin?
Oh, Monica Seles.
Yeah, Seles.
Yeah, Monica Seles.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, and was like, ooh.
Yeah, Tracy Austin would have been a little young when he was in fourth grade.
No, actually, she'd be about 18, 19.
I think I jerked it to that picture of her on Sports Illustrated in a swimsuit.
Jerked it to Monica Seles in a
swimsuit.
Wasn't Tracy Austin the youngest winner of a major?
Okay, question. Who was hotter, Monica Seles or that girl?
Jennifer Capriati.
Or
is always the answer.
Who was,
by the way,
Jennifer
Capriati
thing, right?
Is the blossom of tennis.
I was going to say Monica Seles or that girl on the basketball team. You know, Jennifer Capriati was dating for a long time a male porn star.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Good for her getting that big dick.
Yeah, he probably did have a giant wiener. We can look that up, too.
One of the prerequisites, giant wiener of Capriati's husband.
Wait, this is the one who had the drug-fueled collapse to her career?
Yes. She was also dating Matthew Perry.
At the same time as the porn star?
No, different time. I think porn star was after.
Hmm.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Okay, back to TV.
Wait, are she and Matthew Perry still friends?
Shut up.
Oh, yeah, she dated Matthew Perry and Andre Agassi. She wasn't hot.
No,
she dated Andre Agassi.
Agassi is married to
Steffi Graf.
Who Capriati dated somebody?
Probably
player.
Several people. I don't know.
She was out there fucking.
You sure she didn't date Agassi?
She might have just gotten pounded by him.
Well, yeah.
Oh, quick to the internet.
Yeah.
He
gives that forehand
dick. Says the huge
Agassi
fan who wants to believe he's good at fucking.
Wait, was it crystal meth?
Agassi has hair when he's fucking, too. Yes, he was caught with crystal meth. Or he didn't get caught, but he tested positive. It's A-T-T-I, not O-T-T-I. A-T-I to A-T-I, not two T's, one.
I don't know how to spell any of these.
Showing revolt. You had to correct both of them. That's fantastic.
Yeah, Capriati.
Aussie repeats. I don't think we want to.
Were they doing mixed doubles together?
Is that?
Yeah, they were.
That is not a euphemism, David.
Were.
Slow it down. Yeah.
Wait, did they ever date?
I don't.
It doesn't look like it because the
he was too busy with Brooke Shields at the time.
Yeah. To put up fucking. That'll really help clear it up. Ooh, are we allowed to say that on this podcast?
Just
yes,
Google.
Yes, you can curse all
Google
you
word.
I'm sorry.
Oh, well, can we start over?
Yeah.
Google the word fucking and just hit images. See what happens.
We'll get Jennifer Capriati.
I'm sure that's
beforehand.
The first hit, yeah.
Let's.
I'm
Ari,
sure your
is,
listeners love while you Google. It's
true.
The Google podcast.
All right.
Brought to you today by Google. now for searching.
I want to see. What if it's pictures in the fucking? I'm not going to be able to ever see it. I guess I can look later.
We can look it up later, and then you can post about it on your blog.
Yeah. This doesn't even look up dated.
Well, because they didn't dated.
But it's a challenge to your listeners to send in pictures of Capriati fucking Agassi.
Somebody photoshopped me.
No, that's cheating. hard courts, real life. So they did do porn together.
Hard courts does sound like a porn, but unfortunately it's just a bad book.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
How involved were you in student life?
Very little.
Very little.
Yeah. Hell, he was hardly involved in professor life.
You barely went there. What, did you show up at fucking noon every day?
Yeah, that
was
his rule.
Did you have a schedule where you had some weird, like, you could just show up at noon and leave by 3 every day?
I generally didn't teach classes before 11:45.
Smart.
There were other faculty there
like
who
Jack
really
Nicholson.
There were other faculty there who really liked to be in it like 8:30, and their day was done by like noon.
Yeah, and you're like, see ya.
And I'm like, yeah, no, I'd show up, and you know, I'm on the swing shift, morning, but yeah.
Was it like community?
Also.
It was exactly like
him. How many days a week do you think that he worked?
6 to 7?
Good guess.
How many days?
It was actually fewer.
4? 3?
Well, I went into the office 3 days a week, yes.
Wow.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I am leaving that world. Yeah, I know. What is wrong with me?
What an easy life. You're not leaving that apartment in San Francisco, are you?
Same apartment.
You're staying there.
Yep.
It's such a great place.
It is a great place. Right on the Beta Breakers course. It's super awesome.
God, it's sweet.
Yeah.
What do you think of the state of political correctness in colleges these days? If you had to, or would you have any idea?
It was never a particular issue for me.
You know, it's interesting. If you go to a school that's a lot of engineering, they don't talk about
it
at all.
Mentioned. Independent
is
of
that, just a liberal arts.
It's
like,
I think
discussion?
Yeah. It's
I'm not standing
to do with
up.
Science.
Yeah, I'm not standing up at the front of the room saying, you know, we've got to get all the darkies out of the room or something like that, or I hate faggots or something like that.
But we do.
But I don't think that's an issue of political correctness,
it's
really.
Interesting that you wouldn't kick the faggots out.
It is the Bay Area, right? So
even though you hate them, but you would kick the darkies out. And you've expressed no. All right.
But it is interesting because schools with, like, science schools, that shit is not getting discussed ever.
At all. Because they just don't care.
There's always
I never
thought
of that.
There's
shoved down our throats.
It was never mentioned. Our friend wrote.
Actually, shoving things down people's throats, that's another.
Our friend sent an ASCII, which is a text porn picture of a naked woman, to the science college. And
Wait. What?
You know what ASCII is? Like
ASCII?
It was like at signs and slashes and asterisks. But if you step back a tiny bit, it looked like a naked woman.
He sent a picture of a naked woman to
like,
all 700 people in the science college.
Oh, made out like a rose or made out like one of those?
Yeah, but it was a naked woman.
Yeah.
And he sent it, and all they did was, first they called, his name was Ron Yang, and they called in Roger Wang and screamed at him. And he's like, I'm Roger Wang. By the time they got to
this
Ron.
Is this killed himself?
No, he did not kill himself yet.
Roger
did roll his car and have brain damage, and our theory was that as he rolled down the hill, he was screaming at God, Roger Wang, Roger Wang.
I've never heard that theory, but
nothing ever happened to him. They just didn't care. There was not shoved down our throats.
Really?
There were no girls.
There were no girls. Yeah. That was one of the very few non-Boondocks comic strips I remember from Maryland. It was just one of the comic strips in the Diamondback. Was just somebody in the engineering department goes, we're throwing a party, and they're like, where are all the girls? And the guy goes, I invited her, but
there
she didn't come.
There were so few girls in the computer science.
How few
college,
were there?
Yeah, our senior year, they had something called the Dave to Girl ratio, where it was more
just
than
Dave,
one. There were more guys
named
Dave than girls, and they said,
would you count Davids?
Dave and David's, yes.
Okay.
But they did say,
really, well, that's what Kids in the Hall bit. These are the Daves I know. You don't remember that?
I barely remember that.
But they were trying to improve that ratio. That was a stated aim, that they wanted more girls named Dave.
This college said that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It was as part of the bylaws. Yeah.
It was in the New York Times. Yeah. It was the Dave to Girl ratio. Now, during the boom, it actually, there were some girls signing up for computer science.
You have to beat the Dave to Girl ratio. Yeah. It's like, you got to do something.
I had a lot of friends named Dave at CMU. Yeah. I can vouch for this.
Very few girls I knew.
Man, it was shoved down our throats so bad. All
again.
The political correctness. Yeah, again.
None of that just didn't.
Now, every once
in
a while, there'd
up.
Be faculty on the faculty mailing list, people screaming about how terrible the university is to women, students and faculty. So that was I did get that exposure, but that was about it.
At Stanford was way more politically correct. Still just not your department.
He was in.
It was, yeah, I was still, yeah, exactly. Not
so
my department.
You were there when Matthew Shepard died?
Not Matthew Shepard wasn't a Stanford student.
No, I know. But were you in college?
Oh, we must have.
Yeah.
We just didn't care.
And you didn't really hear about it. Man, we had fucking vigils and shit.
At Yeshiva University?
No, Maryland. University of Maryland. People were lined up. Lined up. I remember doing my research paper, my senior autobiographical class research paper that I made a
Who'd you write it on?
I made it on the apathy. Well, it was on myself. Very good. But I wrote this thing of like how if I made people write a survey of like how long they remember the name Matthew Shepard and how much it meant to them. And they were like, I will never forget that.
Who?
Yeah. But then I was like, do you also know the name of the guy who was killed the year before in Texas, the black man who was dragged to his death?
Yeah, but was that a truck? See, it only counts if it's a truck.
It was a truck. They dragged him by in a
Ooh,
truck.
Touche.
And people are like, oh, I kind of remember that story. I don't remember his name.
Yeah, but he's black.
So he's black and fucking poor, and it's a fucking pretty white kid.
It's funny, though, because Matthew Shepard was in, like, Montana, wasn't it?
It was Wyoming, I think.
No, he was not Maryland.
No.
I'm saying I was in college when that happened.
It's
and
funny,
it was all,
though.
Like,
no, he was in Scream.
Into this.
No.
This what?
He's the killer in Scream.
It should be correct. Not Matthew Shepard.
What the hell?
But the point is,
no, he went into space.
It's funny that it was a big deal in Maryland.
It was a big deal in Maryland. They made a huge fucking deal of it.
Did Carnegie Mellon did not care.
Wow. That must have been so much more pleasurable.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, I guess.
When I think pleasurable, I think.
Ari, look at this. Good with the bad. You didn't hear any whining from girls because
there weren't any
girls.
Yeah.
We had a student who got run over by a jet ski and died, and I think we had a suicide too. And the reason
we had a suicide too.
No, I'll show you that suicide.
We had a lot of them.
We had someone who hung themselves from a tree.
Yeah, that was
like on the quad.
What was annoying about that is
a black guy with flames all around him,
and there was a truck
burning. Because then I think you might want to reopen that case.
No, we called that justice.
We had an all-white jury.
We called that Thursday.
Yeah.
Right, jury of the peers. The killer was a white guy, so there you go. Seems fair.
Yeah, maybe 12 Klan members.
Right,
they all got it all here. They said they'll listen.
My PhD robes make me look like a grand wizard.
Really?
Stanford's are totally different than most universities. Some guy like in the 60s or something, some chemistry professor was really into heraldry, designed these.
Heraldry.
Like, you
Explain
know.
Where we are. That is crossword nerd. What is heraldry?
Actually, funny you should know. Like making like shields and stuff to represent clans, like Scottish clans, you know.
SCA,
have little shields.
And they look like that.
But
I wore a clan outfit for a prank once.
Yes, I remember that death threat.
Oh, hey, no. I've seen that thing.
Yeah,
you sent me the video for that where you asked for gas at a that was
You've
yeah.
actually cost Seattle police their jobs. Good job.
Did you really?
Seattle police were passing those amazing racist videos around like they were emailing to each other.
Oh
and
my God, that's
some
fantastic!
Some fucking stupid ass citizen got mad that they were using it on company emails. So like that means you're on duty, and so they just a bunch got like suspended, and a couple got fired.
And 2 weeks later, that guy got mugged, and no one cared.
Can I make a side?
And that's how Spider-Man was born.
Can I make a side note that has nothing to do with anything, but is relevant?
It hasn't stopped you so far.
There was an article I read about 10 things that you don't know about what's going on in restaurants, and they mentioned that the code word for notoriously bad tippers was Canadians, and they said
also black.
Yeah, that's the thing though. They didn't mention that at all. They just said. Oh, if you think we think you have a table of obviously bad tippers, we're going to see you have Canadians. But they never mentioned once.
That's
how
always
would you...
the code word for black.
I know.
That's always
wait, so this is a euphemism for a euphemism.
My point is this. How would you know that somebody was obviously a bad tipper?
Wait, are you saying
black.
All Canadians
are
black?
Yeah.
No, all right.
But they never mentioned the article.
Who's going to come back?
But it was odd that they just didn't. Yeah, it was a Chicago.
Speaking of bad black
wait,
tippers.
Once you go.
What? Oh, yeah,
wait, who's going to come back? I thought it's once you go Canadian.
Wait,
what were
we talking about before? You never go back.
I'm confused.
Bad black tippers. What?
You never go Canadian.
What were we just talking about before that? Black tippers.
I
want to get back to something.
Canadians or what?
My trivia. I'll get back to it later.
Sorry.
Heraldry. The Klan uniform that I have to wear.
All right.
Yeah.
Hold on. But Kobe Bryant used to go into my friend's Houston's in Huntington Beach or down there,
Houston's
wherever
like
it was.
The steak place?
Yeah. Always say, I don't have any money on me right now. I'll hit you later. Never tip when he did pay, and at some point they had to say, we can't serve you because you owe us too much money. And I normally wouldn't talk
like
and
Norm.
Spread rumors like that, but Kobe Bryant rapes people, so I don't give a fuck.
Hold on a second. First of all, they asked for it.
You
second
went
of all,
rape to not
can I make a point
for what?
You know, you're thinking
she
about the wrong
it,
way.
Sure.
She asked for it.
Okay.
Also, you know what? That delightful behavior, that's Norm from Cheers. Somebody people love to see, someone who was always running
never a tab.
Yes. I mean, that if we'll love him, I'm sure that when Kobe walked in, they asked him a question that he responded to with a brilliant quip.
Up
Where's
to
that
what is it? Up to my ideal, up to my ideal weight.
Hey, Kobe
if
Bryant.
I were 7 foot, I am.
Kobe Bryant, what's up? What are you up to, Kobe Bryant?
Oh, my ideal weight if I were 7'2". Oh, wait, I am. Something about milkbone underwear. Yeah, anyway.
I was going to say my biggest triumphance. That's the wrong word.
I like it. It's like normalcy. Harding and normalcy.
What?
You had a stroke.
I'm on the right level of pot where I've come down, or it's like now it's like my brain is being muddled with.
I suggest reefers, that.
Oh, yeah.
I suggest the Vapor Brothers.
We're almost done with this. We'll have the Vapor Brothers.
Yeah, that for you.
I'll get it heated up.
Oh, right.
I like the groovy lights.
It was a Trivia Pursuit. Oh, yeah. You like that?
Do we need to turn on? Is that a black
light? Somebody said the green light underneath it looks like teal of the Hornets outfit. And they just to hurt me, since Chris Paul just got traded to the Lakers, it was going to turn to yellow.
Did it actually go through?
It's going to go through.
It's going to go through.
I've come to grips with it because I'm like, fine, like, I hate the Lakers. I don't know if I hate the Lakers more than I love the Hornets.
You're a big Clippers fan? Is that it?
No, I'm a Hornets fan.
It is a great trade for the Hornets.
It's a
exceptional.
We get three starters out of it. And it's from a guy we were going to lose.
Here's what's pathetic. The Orlando Magic are going to get 1/5 of the talent. For Dwight Howard, and he's much better.
Trivial Pursuit.
Oh, yeah. And the final question was, you know, you get to ask whatever you want to ask. It's like dealer's choice.
Sure.
And so they hit me with, what is regicide?
Oh,
and
at the Simpsons.
From the Simpsons.
Killing a king or queen. How would you know that?
When I was
respond, how would you not know that?
When I was growing up, my mom used to quiz me on different asides. Like, regicide, what's that, David? It's killing a king. What is fratricide? Killing your brother.
Killing Matthew is the one.
Fratricide, it's killing your father.
And matricide?
Matricide, that's
I'll
your
show
mother.
You.
Did your teach you that?
My mom would quiz me on that stuff.
His mother, the English teacher.
I want you to know what I'm going to drive you
when
to.
I was like 4 or 5, she would go through.
She's saving up suicide for last.
She would have me conjugate verbs.
Really?
In what language?
In English, but at that point, it's still kind of new.
That's why you're
How old
bald?
Were you?
Yes. What, I was 4 or 5. Like,
okay.
Really
I'm
young.
Like 32.
I'm bald because God hates me.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's maybe
and I'm too lazy
have a
for
correlation
Rogaine.
Fallacy there. I think God hates you, but I'm not sure that's why you're bald.
Yeah.
Just a coincidence.
Yeah, it's Kumak Ergo Prompter.
All right, what do you have to tell me about college that I wouldn't know about being a professor? Anything?
No, not really.
5 minutes already.
I'm shocked.
I sort of semi-stick to a topic.
It's good you stayed away
go off
from
on tangents, and then I come back.
You're doing a great
college,
job here.
Right? No. I'm impressed with dealing with. Yeah.
Here are the questions I had written up.
Sure.
Have you ever had students show you up? A la, solving
Goodwill
on the
Hunting
black...
or something.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's exactly what I'm talking about, but not quite that level.
So at Santa Clara, no. I've definitely had a couple really, really bright students that have made me think and go,
shouldn't it not be
okay.
this? Shouldn't it be this instead?
And, you know, like, I'd always have the answer, but, you know, I had one or two students, you know, that, make me think. But at Stanford, it was so often the, I'm going to try and show you up. The Santa Clara students were on a whole, very polite and well-mannered, I think is a good description. Stanford, they're all like, look how awesome I am. I have to try and show you up. And I had to bite my tongue a lot from going, you fucking idiot. You're fucking wrong. Shut the fuck up.
Everybody in college thinks that knows everything. I thought I knew everything in college.
Yeah.
I thought I was just so aware of the entire world around me.
Oh, I did know everything when I was in college, but that's different.
Except
they're all so dumb. Like, experience meant nothing. You guys are all idiots.
Well, Jeremy, can we tell a story about how you got in trouble for the fire?
No. What else you got in the book?
Separate story.
Limitations.
No, that's
no,
story goes
I'm
into
pretty
space.
Sure. Yeah.
There was this girl in my English department that I had a few classes with, and I hated her.
Yeah, yeah.
I hated her, and you know you just pick up the same people. And I remember she would like raise her hand in this English class. It's really cool, like modern American literature. She would always raise her hand and try to agree with the professor. Just say what he said
Brown nose. Yeah, yeah.
Over again.
Right.
And just in slightly different words.
Right.
I remember one time she was saying like, so you're saying like the character here, it's he represents the nature and the area. And
yes,
like, no,
because
no, no,
verbatim,
what
that's what
goes,
I said.
Oh. Right. So it's different than the nature and the area.
Oh,
like,
my God.
You. God, I hated her.
Wow.
Was she attractive?
No. And one time she was so mad at me. I'm sure I've told this on this podcast at some point before. But we sit in a double semicircle, teacher in the front and just a C in front of him.
You can tell the fire story, Dave.
Oh, good.
Oh, it's such a good story.
Okay, right after this.
No, finish yours.
But then she said something. I hated her so much. And she was sitting in front of me in this double semicircle. And she used this word about a character. She called him an automaton. And I was like, automaton?
It's like a robot.
Yeah. The word is automaton. And she turned around.
Kind of like she is.
She turned around and she goes, it means robotic. as if she was smarter than me.
Wow.
I was so fucking mad. I was like, that's not what I said on a Mountain Four.
This shit exists outside of... You've told at least two stories in the last hour that I thought only existed in like TV and movies, but they really happened.
Well, yeah. Jeremy has had his own problems with yes. women in college. There were very few. Jeremy, one
there were very
day,
few women in
okay,
college.
Let me tell, sorry, so Jeremy is just playing around with a lighter.
Where is this? Carnegie Mellon.
Carnegie Mellon.
Yeah, yeah.
Great flick, acting school, flick, great science school.
And great nothing else.
Nothing else.
Flick, 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 and he sets a girl's hair on fire. Okay.
Doing what?
Just flicking the lighter.
It was one of these lighters that had a slider for really high or really low. I set it to really low, and by that I apparently set it to really, really high.
So
yeah.
this ordinarily would be
and
the worst part.
And it didn't set her hair on fire. It didn't set her on fire.
There was some singeing.
What's that? Oh, yeah. It was singed. But it wasn't like... Whoo!
Oh, well, yeah. ordinarily that's the worst
no
part.
No Michael Jackson.
So she right. turns and gets so angry at him, she throws her cane at him.
She swings her cane at me.
With a rubber stopper. That smacks the wall, and then?
She misses me. Uh-huh. I don't move. There's like eight people in the room at the time. I don't move because I'm just like, I don't even know. I'm just dumbfounded.
I'm a cripple that I set on fire.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, the reason she had a cane is because she refused to go to a doctor to have them look at a viral infection she had, which now she had finally gone to a doctor, and they were doing something about it.
So
but
she
anyway,
hits him.
So she was
cane,
dumb, is
but the
idea.
But the cane, though, doesn't it hit the wall?
The rubber stopper, which is key in the bottom, hits the wall, bounces back, gashes her forehead.
Gashes her? Nice.
Stitches, all that, yeah.
And then who gets in trouble?
You got in trouble for it?
Yeah.
Please let the court
which
know that I'm raising my hand. Yeah. And yeah. Yeah. Well, then the end of the quarter is the best part. We're up during
the
finals.
Quarter,
it's like 6
and
in the morning.
I set off a fire alarm, lighting something on fire, and then he goes.
There's just a bunch of matches. I'm about to leave his dorm. A bunch of matches.
Yeah, I may as well
like
light
a match
on fire before I go.
And it's like it's like 6 in the morning. We've been up hanging out. We've been playing cards with a bunch
tired,
of your people. Yeah, and everyone's kind of heading off to bed. I'm. He's like, I want you. Dave says, oh, you should just light those on fire. And I'm like. Yeah, why not? I'm on probation, by the way. Nothing ends up happening
for
to
fire.
Me as long as I don't get in trouble before the end of the quarter. This quarter,
especially in a fire related.
This is like hours before I leave town at the end of the quarter. Set the huge fire. The fire alarm goes off. Everyone who's moseying their way to their bedroom now runs just to not be witnessed.
He's like, I can't get caught again.
And I just ditch. I mean, we put out the fire.
Yeah, and then
ditch because it was right by a water fountain. And then tossed it in the garbage, real good hiding evidence.
Smart.
And just ditched.
That could have ruined his whole career lecturing.
I would not be here today. I'd be here today probably with an interesting job telling you about that instead of
that was like early on?
This was freshman year, fall. Fall semester. Yeah.
That was always
get kicked out. It's trouble after that.
It'll be probably frowned upon, yeah.
It's funny. That's what it takes.
They do generally like you to complete a BS before you get a PhD, though not always a requirement.
It takes fire. You have to set a girl on fire at Carnegie Mellon for there to be problems.
I got in trouble with fire in sleepaway camp where you like spray Lysol on the old, dried wooden walls and you sign your signature. And then that's what you do. And so then you light it up and you say, oh, here's my signature in fire.
This can't go wrong.
What could go wrong? Yeah, exactly.
And it goes out. Or sometimes it burns a Lysol and then it just evaporates and it's whatever. And so they caught me doing that once and they were like, oh, what are you fucking? They didn't curse. But they're like, do you have a sickness? Do you like watching fire? You pyromaniac? And I was like,
did your mom teach you that word too? Also manias?
Pyromania.
I did. Yeah.
Sides, manias.
Monomania. Yeah.
But I was like, I might be. I do like watching fire.
It means
fire.
You like things not in stereo.
Yeah, how can you not light it up when you see a book of matches?
It's super great, yeah.
Actually, I've been cured.
Really? When you flick, it's a hard book of matches, hard matches too. You can flick them in a downward motion that'll set them flying and light at the same time.
Wow, that's a talent.
Because, the friction goes against it.
Yeah,
just,
no,
so I did one. I flicked it, and it kind of went up and backwards.
Your hair.
And it landed on Bob Oshak's shoulder. Bob Oshak is a comedian, and now he writes for what?
Craig Ferguson,
yeah.
Super talented.
And it landed on his shoulder. I was like, oh, I'm sorry, it's an accident. He goes, well, what were you trying to do?
The other shoulder.
I had a female audience member hit me with a lit cigarette. I picked it up
as
she turned, and I hit it, and I banked it off the back of her head into her hood.
Oh, really?
And she was flipping. She was going crazy. And this is how bad the show was. The open mic was where I did it. They go, oh, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. That's where you're supposed to throw it.
Really?
The hood. It's really tough for them to get it out.
What are your audience members pointed
that
out?
At you, David?
Today.
Countless.
You think more than anyone else you know?
Probably, considering I once had a girl. I had somebody visit from high school randomly there in the audience, and a female audience member throws a drink at me then marches around the room asking people for to give her a drink so she could throw another drink at me. But it was
you were too drinker.
I know.
Buy your own drink.
Exactly.
Bro.
Too expensive.
Yeah. Now, was she going around offering to buy
the
drinks?
Ultimate entitled. I want to throw a temper tantrum. And I need a drink to throw.
I need a
drink. But I'm not paying for my own drinks tonight.
I've had so many things whiz by my head,
Just so close.
Yeah.
I had a potato skin thrown by me once.
What?
Somebody threw a potato skin at me.
Is that a
That's less awful than a glass thing? I didn't know about the potato skin.
Potato skin.
Anti-Semitic? I don't know.
Glass.
I didn't know what it was until later.
See, here's the thing. Store doesn't serve food, so mostly they have alcohol. They have glasses, in front of them.
Yeah.
People think,
at least
there's
no knives and forks.
Oh, yeah. That would
get bad. Forks would be bad.
Glass is still pretty bad, though. I mean, good Lord.
Yeah.
No, the thing is, women can't throw. Yeah. You know, throw like a girl. That phrase exists for a reason.
That is the first time I've ever heard you say anything sexist, racist, anti-Semitic, bigoted.
In agreement. No. That girl, by the way, the one moment that I loved, we were in mythology class together. That annoying
this is
girl.
This is Brown Noser?
This is Brown Noser, yeah. And we got our papers back, some paper. Every paper was big. And she got a bad grade. And papers are all subjective to the teacher.
Oh, sure.
But also they can tell what's good and what's bad.
Sure, sure.
But she got an F, I guess, and she just started crying. And the teacher was, like, leaving the room. She got to the door, and she saw she was crying, and she turned back to see this girl crying, and she was, like, didn't know what she should do. As a human, she's like, I'm a 45-year-old woman.
She just walked away.
Crying, and she goes, well, no, she started to walk away. But before she did, she starts laughing. And she catches herself. She goes, in her head, she's like, I got to go. I can't laugh in front of the students. She's like, and just fucking left.
Nice.
We had a girl like that in my high school, and we had a grammar test.
Yeah,
and
a grammar
I assiduously avoided working. But the grammar test, I was able to do quite well at because my mother. So you could do whatever you wanted, and I destroyed her. I got like a 90-something. She got like a 61. This girl always had good grades. So I just started talking a lot of shit. Like really getting on
her.
I
shut you down on the grammar exam.
I was like, oh, that is – I go, Kelly, what's wrong? Jeez, because she cared about grades and I didn't. And another girl was like –
let's talk about David's college grades.
Another girl was saying, you know what? It's the only time that you'll be able to do that. I go, yes, so I'm going to keep doing it even more. So I kept going more and more. She kept getting angrier and angrier.
He calls her every week.
Eventually, she walks up and just punches me in the face.
Really? It's awesome. She's that mad. Which is like, I don't know what else to do.
And that means, David, you've succeeded.
Boom.
Punch me in the face. That's what you love doing.
I'd love it.
I used to just tell everybody I got B's. Whatever they asked me what the grade was, I just said B. I figured it wouldn't offend the dumb people and it wouldn't.
We had an AP on our AP English test senior year.
Yeah.
We were about to take it. And I turn and Kelly Lindley is sitting behind me. I turn and I go, hey, Kelly. How does it feel to know I'm going to do so much better on this test than you are? I'm going to get a 5, and you're not even going
to
get a 3.
You know, I bet she's listening to this.
And I'm not listening right now.
People are like, fuck you, David. And you know what? I did get a 5, and I don't think she got a 3.
Yeah, really? I realize this isn't live, Ari. Thanks.
How do you spell Lindley?
Lindlui. She's probably married. She's from Florida.
Professional makeup artist?
Reap was at my storyteller show.
That ain't her.
That's not her, Kelly Lindley.
Is she any of the... The
Boom.
Ladies picture.
Adrian Schulstack likes this. That's the only reason it's there.
Oh, yeah. Adrian. You know, she's in England.
You know, Hanukkah's the Festival of Lights.
It's coming up soon. What are you doing for
Hanukkah? Stop trying to impose your Jew. I'm actually going home over Christmas.
Really?
I am, yeah.
My parents wanted to have a birthday party for my father.
Is his birthday during Hanukkah this year?
Just come home on the 26th. And I'm like, that's
great
so
trick.
Unpleasant.
Great trick.
What?
Great trick.
Yeah. I'm like, that's the worst time. That's not even a holiday for us. Why would I have to fly?
It is weird.
But it's a cheap time to fly if you fly on the 25th.
What are you going to do for New Year's? You're going to be at
the store. Right, but if you fly out there on the 25th.
I don't even think I had a spot, but I'm still going to hang out.
You don't have a spot?
No. I don't know why. Really? Oh, yes, I do know why. I don't do well, and people don't like me. But other than that, I don't know what the problem is.
At the store?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I can't figure it out.
Aside from that. Yeah, aside from that, Mrs. Lincoln, how'd you
baby.
Enjoy the play?
No,
Port Townsend, Washington, born in 1988.
Yeah,
is she black?
Yeah. No.
This is Bremerton.
Here's the problem is that she got married, changed her name, you know?
Yeah.
That's the way it works.
Reap told a story at the Storyteller Show about this girl he lost virginity to.
I heard about this.
And he was
Reap
like,
is so funny.
She's ugly. Okay, look, I wish that I asked if there's a way I could plug in my phone to the monitors, but there's not. But yeah. Everyone look up on your phone right now.
Google
I want to Google. Yeah, look on Facebook. Here's a picture. She was ugly.
We had a girl who our friend.
Thank God for the
our
internet.
Our friend Adam had sex with, and she not only was ugly, but also had speech impediment. And I showed you the picture. I sent it to pick Ari the picture, and then he put it up, and it was loading slowly because before he had fast internet. And I'm like thinking, this isn't actually a bad picture of her. And by the time I got to her eyes, eyes. He goes, "This is the worst woman I've ever seen." And he put her up on his MySpace as the ugliest woman I've ever seen. Now
ugliest
I just
woman I've ever seen. That was
now I just load her up on my phone and I'll play it for
she
people.
She was so ugly. And she was dolled
how
up
ugly was
for
she?
A faculty's picture.
And speech impediment too. She'd be like, "Well, let me tell you about health insurance.
How can you tell me there's a God when you tell me about people like that?"
In my defense, my faculty picture was taken completely randomly in the middle of the hall, like, "We need a photo."
Jeremy, really? Her picture was actually worse than that picture of you with the crossword on your face.
That's just mean. That is mean.
She is horrible.
Shadows behind you. You're like, "We're badass. We think crossword."
Yeah, we're right. Hardcore crossword. None of this,
I'm looking at you.
We do it. We don't do it in pencil. We don't do it in pen.
So
we do it in blood.
At Sketchfest, that was the best crossword puzzlist in the country.
He's won 5 years in a row.
He's won the Crossy.
The Crossy, yes. Yes.
Tell the story about you when you write the puzzles.
So I'll write puzzles, and with depending on the editor, sometimes they'll send the final puzzle back to me, and they'll change about half the clues.
Half the clue? They change?
Yeah.
There's the same answer.
No. So the puzzle you see, all the letters are generally what I put
answer,
in there.
But
the black and white squares are the same. The letters are the same. But the actual clues, sometimes they change about half. That's pretty usual for basically two main reasons. One, style too, but difficulty. Maybe they wanted to tweak it to be for Wednesday, and I had made a Tuesday because they had a Wednesday slot for it. Also, if I put Oreo, they don't want to use the same Oreo clue someone did 2 days earlier, like a really common word.
Right.
So those are, and of course some of them they may not like the clue.
They can't change the answer because that would just
fuck up. It would completely, exactly. It's like pulling a thread in a tapestry.
Okay.
Yeah, that's difficult. But what the hell was I even talking about?
Okay, so
Tyler. So I'd send in, I'll send a puzzle and I'll get it back. And, like 50% of the clues have changed, but still the letters are the same.
Yeah.
And I'll put it down in front of Tyler. I'll put it down in front of me. And I will solve it as fast as I can. He'll beat me.
He'll beat you. And you made the
I wrote all the, like a month after I sent the puzzle in with the exact same letters. He'd still beat
He's
me.
He's that good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's absurd.
And he makes over 10 grand a year at this.
Well, if you win the tournament, I think it's 5 grand.
Tournament of Champions.
He was in Wordplay.
Have you seen that movie Wordplay?
That movie Wordplay.
The crossword movie. The only crossword movie.
It's a documentary.
It's a documentary. Yeah, it was a Sundance.
I've seen parts of it.
So spoiler, he's the guy who wins at the end of that. That's his first win was that year. Yeah.
Oh wow.
He's like 8 in the movie.
What's his name? Tyler what?
Hinman.
Hinman.
And he won starting at like 17 or something, right? Like
he was in college at the time.
If they had the same sort of like advertisement deal as golf has, that he'd be the Tiger Woods.
Or if they put it on TV,
he'd be fucking hot bitches all the time and getting in trouble for it and not caring.
Yeah,
and now he'd be coming back to win tournaments again.
What sort of fucked up society do we have where people were crossword puzzle solvers?
I think it's because I think it's because he's white.
Okay. Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
The crossword puzzlist.
Yes.
Whatever. What do you call yourselves?
Cruciverbalists.
Cruciverbalists. I'm sorry.
That's a fancy word for a crossword constructor, but I think crossword constructor is just fine. Crossword maker, even.
Okay, I have this thing I do sometimes at UFCs, at a sporting event.
I'm familiar.
Okay. where I will go in the day before, I'll gain access to the stadium somehow, and I will hide.
Somehow.
Well, there's a few ways I
can go on, whatever. No.
And I'll hide pot edibles in packages, either Jolly Ranchers or breath strips.
You know, Ari, this behavior doesn't at all sound addictive.
No,
I'm sharing it with other people.
Oh, okay.
I'm not smuggling in it for myself. And I have a scavenger hunt.
Ooh.
And I make clues.
Ooh, neat. Now, fun.
Somebody said, though, that this one, they were a little bit too obtuse. Like, they were tough to get.
Okay.
It's under the seat.
Wait, how am I supposed to figure out what a seat is?
Okay, well, here. Okay, let me know. This is the one I know. It was like, if you're tired of riding up and down the elevator, take a load off.
Take a shit in the elevator and you will find
there was a chair right outside one of the elevators.
Okay.
So I figured it was like a bench right there. That's not the tough one. Here's the one. I want to know if you would get this. Whatever it was, like looking for pot, call someone from the show me state.
So show me state's Missouri.
Okay.
So call someone. Is there a payphone somewhere? Call someone from the show me. Call someone from MO, Missouri.
I was thinking area code. You wouldn't get that.
What's
the area code's like 30?
There's several area codes.
In Missouri.
No, yeah. There's more than one in Missouri.
Really?
I don't think any state has one. Wyoming used to only have one. Hell, Kansas has had two since I was a kid.
Oh, man. No wonder it was so hard.
Oh, my God.
I did really
Also,
bad.
Wait. How would they only have one area code when you have St. Louis and Kansas City?
Yeah. Yeah.
Both major.
How would they only have one area
areas?
Code when they have St. Louis alone?
Yeah. Both major cities.
Home of the World's Fair that claim to have invented.
There it is.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's not like I got hose in different areas.
So, yeah, 314-816-6365-73417-660.
It was 314 was the answer. Yeah, I was way off.
You should have given them. Wrong. So you should have made a pie clue. Then they would have immediately gotten it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you're.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was 314. Oh, well. I should have made a pie clue. I wouldn't have thought of that. Somebody said, oh, let's see what the area code is.
I have to use the bathroom. Is that cool if I use the bathroom?
Yeah, that's okay.
Just give me the mic. I'll start doing it.
What if it was for DC?
I'm going to the bathroom.
We're about to wrap up. Wait a second, David. Let's wrap up. Just wait a second. You're a grown man. All right. Well, we're wrapping up. Was there anything else you wanted to tell me about college? Or, David, anything else you wanted to know about being a professor?
Ari, you're doing a great job with this podcast. I want you to know I'm very proud of
you. I'm impressed that you were able to. This has been actually, I think possibly entertaining.
Yeah, I managed to get some stuff out of people.
I'm impressed. You're what's the word for good? Oh, good. Yeah, good. There you go.
High. That's the word.
You're high, yes.
All right, I'll get you high now.
Okay, yeah. Wonderful.
David, right. Your reefer habit.
If you want to hire Jeremy to be your professor, it's too late. Come on now.
Do you know about the
teacher reviews website? Do you know about that?
Oh, good God.
My friends are trying to start that in Maryland, where people would have teacher reviews.
Teachers get to review their students?
No, other way around.
I'm not interested in that. You would know
if like they're fair, they're easy, and you would have enough reviews that would like the outliers you would take out. But fuck this guy. I came to class that one time and he didn't give me an A. Like you get rid of those. And just, like,
yeah, they have plenty of websites like that.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Whatever. Maybe I'll cut that out. Probably not. I'm too lazy about it. All right.
We're going to have to cut out the entire review. Sorry. The entire interview.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, just cut from the beginning. Like, right. 2 seconds. All right, thank you, Jeremy.
Oh, thank you, Ari.
Okay.
I gave my love a cherry that had no stone. I gave my love a chicken that had no bones. I gave my love a story.
All right, that's it. I hope you guys enjoyed it. That was our conversation. Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank, number 36, in the books. Edumacation? Maybe college edumacation. I'll figure out what to call it. That's it. My storyteller show, This Is Not Happening, presents. The last one we did was December 7th, and it went great. Marin was awesome, and Steve Renazzisi from The League was awesome. Kevin Christie and Russell Peters, and who else am I missing? John Reap. It was just really great. It was a really great one. Everybody told these stories about losing their virginity, and all these degenerate comics had this like level of sweetness to them because they were recalling a time when they were a lot more innocent. It was kind of cool to see. I'm going to start podcasting these. First, I'm going to try to see if I can – I videotaped some of the old ones, and I'm going to try to see if I can take the audio off those and air like one story at a time. So I should have that in this week or next week, start airing them. The next one's on January 3rd, so if you're around L.A., I have no idea what the topic is yet. But if you're around LA, just make plans to go. They're $5 and they're the greatest shows you'll ever see. They're not the greatest shows you'll ever see, but they're really fun shows. And that's it, everybody. Please, like I say, please tell a friend about these if you're enjoying them. Please subscribe on iTunes. And for extra features, please go to my website, arithegreat.com. I have extra details about whomever I have been interviewing or... like last week, I did Moshe Kasher, so links to get his book that we talked about are on there. Or a stand-up clip, or I don't know, little things here or there. Check it out, arithegreat.com. Also, it has my tour dates. My next one. I don't know, I might do something for New Year's, I'm not sure yet. But my next road date is the last weekend of January in Minneapolis at the Mall of America. I think it's called Rick Bronson's House of Comedy. So go there. If you live in the area and see me, because it should be fun. Okay, everybody, thank you for tuning in, and check back every Monday. Every Monday. I've been really good at this, by the way. I want you all to give me some props for this, because I'm a very lazy person, and I've managed to do, like I said, a podcast a week every Monday, and I've managed to do it for like 10 or 12 weeks. That's unheard of for me. So that's just me slapping myself on the back. All right, I'll talk to you guys later. Next week. I'll talk to you next week.